9th District Council Representative Jay McCord has been a man on the go who urges those people around him to also get moving. On council, he pushed for recreational trails, while also co-founding the Second Sunday Movement. On the second Sunday of October, residents are urged to go outside and get some exercise.
What do you want to be remembered for? Being the guy that was focused on changing the community's health to the better, if that's what I'm known as, or the guy that built trails, or what, boy, there's a lot worse things in politics you can be known for than being the guy that wants to see people healthier and more physically active.
McCord, who served 8 years on council, surprised some when he didn't seek re-election. He laughs when asked if he might run for Lexington mayor someday. McCord says 2013 is a year with no political races and a time to weigh options.
2014 is an interesting year. There's lots of things that are open, from the mayor's race to the council to Frankfort. We have redistricting that goes on, and how's that map look?
McCord says he wants to serve where he can make the best impact, whether that's in the private sector or in a government position. 7th District Council Rep. Casey Crosby has spent 6 years at City Hall. She's known as someone who asks tough questions.
I'm a critical thinker, and the citizens of Lexington elected me to do a job, and sometimes that requires asking tough questions and being transparent to the public about what's going on down here and how their taxpayer dollars are being spent.
Crosby has tried for statewide office. She made an unsuccessful run for state treasurer.
It didn't work out for me, but I say sometimes God closes the wrong door to open the right door. I don't know what is in my future as far as running for office. I just try to do the best job at what I'm doing at the time, and if something opens up, then certainly I would consider it and look at it.
Crosby certainly hopes to stay in politics. She's now serving as finance chair for the state Republican Party. Someone who is getting completely out of politics is 10th District Councilman Doug Martin. Martin says it's time to get back to family and the full-time practice of law.
It's a fast pace. It's kind of a blur. And so while I'm glad I had an opportunity to serve, it's going to be a relief to get back to just normal life.
No question about it, Martin's number one priority in recent years was fixing the city's underfunded police and fire pension system. Ultimately, Martin says everyone is going to have to give something.
And the citizens are going to have to pay more taxes to contribute more money to the pension fund and for their medical benefits. And the employees and their retirees are going to have to take less in benefits, and we have to meet somewhere in the middle.
The fourth outgoing council member is Tom Blues of the 2nd District. Blues never dreamed he'd go into politics after retiring from the University of Kentucky. To him, creating a connection between Lexington's neighborhoods and City Hall was important.
I've attended a number of neighborhood association meetings. Those have been a part of my regular routine. Tried to assist neighborhoods in any way I can so that they can be really connected in a productive way to the urban county government.
Blues played a prominent role as the city began an overhaul of its sewer system. He muses the best prepared council member would have degrees in law, business, and economics, with courses in accounting and architecture, city planning, civil engineering, and public policy. Since many lack such expertise, he admits they must rely on city administrators. Currently, council positions are part-time, but Blues thinks that could change someday.
I think that at some point, we as a city, as a community, need to consider this, this possibility of moving to a full-time council.
That would take change in Lexington's urban county charter, and Blues is willing to undertake a lobbying effort. The charter was created 40 years ago, and he says an overhaul could be due. The replacements for these four council members take their oath in just a few days and will then join the rest of the council around the horseshoe-shaped conference table at Lexington's City Hall. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.